This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly 3 years after Iran's reform-minded president was elected, the most reactionary voices in Iranian politics are losing ground to moderates, buoyed by the sweeping nuclear deal with big powers, including the United States. Though hardliners still control the most powerful positions and institutions of the state, two national elections held recently appeared to build on slow but unmistakable evolution toward a more moderate political landscape. Center for Disease Control estimates that more than 2 million people a year are infected by antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and 23,000 died from the infections. Estimated cost of the Fukushima nuclear plant reaction problems after the earthquake in Japan are high. It will take until 2021 to remove fuel debris. The plant won't be fully decommissioned until between 2051 and 2061. The cost of the accident thus far is thought to be $100 billion. 3,200 have died from ailments and suicides from the evacuation, and 1,000 more deaths are predicted from cancers caused by radioactive leaks. The average 15-year-old American boy has a 13% chance of dying before the age of 60. That risk of death in 2012 is double that of Sweden, about the same as in Turkey and Tunisia, Jordan and the Dominican Republic, and much higher than in Costa Rica, Chile, and Cuba. Income transfers from the rich to the poor do in fact reduce poverty if you compare two wealthy countries, the U.S. and Australia. In the years 2007-2009, 25% of children in the U.S. were in poverty. In Australia, it was 28%. After looking at the impact of transfer programs, the U.S. fell to 23%. But in Australia, poverty levels dropped to 11% with increased income transfers. Swiss voters turned down a right-wing proposal to automatically deport foreigners on a broad range of crimes without the input of judges on individual cases by 59-41%. Justice Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court spoke for the first time in 10 years on the court since 2006, asking questions about the Second Amendment on the right to bear arms. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.